Hello, my name is John Schaefer and welcome to The Wealth Show from Citywire. Today I'm speaking with Dan Romanoff, Senior Equity Research Analyst at Morningstar. Thanks, Dan, for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So today we're talking about Microsoft and its push into AI. So Microsoft recently made a big investment into OpenAI. Do you think that was a good bet, and when is it likely to bear fruit financially?
Well, of course, I think it was a good bet. It was a way for Microsoft to sort of instantly propel itself to a leadership position within generative artificial intelligence. There's only a handful of competitors out there. So from that standpoint, Microsoft is sort of immediately one of the leaders. When is it likely to bear fruit? That's, I think, a more challenging question. But you can already see Microsoft beginning to infuse its entire portfolio with OpenAI sort of themed versions. So already there is a GitHub Copilot, which is a tool that helps software developers generate code automatically based on some prompts from the user, which I think is very powerful. Obviously, it makes your software developers much more efficient. So that's one example of a product that's already out there. It's priced at, there's two flavors of it. One is $4 a month for each user. One is $20 a month for each user. So, you know, GitHub already has hundreds of thousands of users. So, you know, you can sort of start doing the math on what the penetration might be. And that will, I believe, earn a return for Microsoft. But you can see it in other areas as well. They famously had a Bing event where they, you know, introduced a new ChatGPT infused Bing search and a new Edge browser. Very compelling versus, you know, sort of a traditional experience, a lot different than what even Google, the leader, was sort of doing at the time, just in basic search. And this is just a few months ago. So that's another example of a solution that is out there. But Microsoft has announced a number of things. They've announced Microsoft 365 Copilot, which is basically the Office suite with Copilot infused in it. So generative AI in Excel and Word. So just really powerful. And some of these models, just there's a product announcement. It's in closed beta. There's no pricing. So it's hard to get a sense of how big those might be. But I think it's pretty obvious that it will be priced to earn a return for Microsoft. And given the extensive reach of Microsoft, that the adoption ultimately will be high, even if it takes a couple of years.
And it's Microsoft was widely reported to have spent around $10 billion for a 49% stake in the company. Do you think that was good value?
In a vacuum, you see the price tag and you're like, holy cow, a company that generates zero revenue, basically, and they're going to get $10 billion for half of it. That's, it seems a little
punchy,
pricey, no? And maybe yeah. Even crazy. Yeah, it's just, it's hard to get your arms around, but at the same time, your Microsoft, you know, your market cap is in excess of $2 trillion. You have plenty of cash on your balance sheet. So, the pricing in that vacuum doesn't matter all that much, I don't think. But when you start
they've got money to burn here. It doesn't matter.
They've got money to burn, yes. But even once you start playing with the product and sort of getting a sense of the power of just ChatGPT, like the basic interaction that you and I can have with a large language model, once you do that, you see how powerful these tools are, and it becomes pretty obvious rather quickly that, you know, these are real products. This is a real solution that is going to make a difference. So I don't think it was far-fetched, really, especially that, like, there isn't an open AI, you know, there isn't a product like this that's already out there. So you're going to get a first mover advantage. And you also tie up OpenAI to use Azure exclusively, which, you know, if you fast forward 5 years, all of these ChatGPT and OpenAI instances are running only on Microsoft data centers. I think that is going to be powerful for Microsoft as well.
How much could ChatGPT boost Microsoft's valuation by? I mean, we're currently looking at a market cap of sort of nearly $2.5 trillion for Microsoft. And it's one of the tech companies that has actually been fairly resilient over the past year. I mean, its shares are up over 20% compared to some of the other tech majors that have sort of floundered more recently. How much of a boost to valuation could there really be from this?
Well, I guess that's always a $64,000 question. I did an analysis based on the announced products that Microsoft has already sort of made public and the closed betas and stuff that they have going on. And I came up with a number that was in the $20 to $25 range of potential upside. Yeah. But there's a lot of unknowns there. I mean, you don't even have pricing sort of named for most of these solutions. So it was really just a way to sort of frame the opportunity for investors. So Microsoft already trading at around $325 a share, another $20 or $25 a share in value. It's not really earth shattering. I don't think it's really what people would expect. Based on all the hype, I think maybe people are looking for a double or something.
So you're saying perhaps between a 5 and 10% uplift, if that?
That's our preliminary analysis, but I think just over the coming few months, as like pricing on Microsoft 365 Copilot, for example, becomes known, that will change. Undoubtedly, will change the calculation. So a figure like that is just to sort of help investors, get an early read on the potential impact.
Could there be a potential negative impact for Microsoft? There's obviously a lot of ethical concerns surrounding AI at the moment, and it could be sort of putting itself into the line of fire by this investment.
That is an interesting question to kind of dive into, and I think the answer is yes, there could be a new set of problems that Microsoft or other AI sort of vendors were not really contemplating. There definitely is a lot of fear. If you read the press, you kind of get a sense that there's a world is going to end feeling around, generative AI, these very powerful AI instances. So you see governments around the world taking action. Italy, for example, temporarily banned the use of ChatGPT sort of, within the country, and others are doing similar things or contemplating sort of similar moves. So there definitely is a fear, and there's broader fears as well. Is this going to put certain, groups of professions out of work? That's a fear that a lot of people have. And I think there's ethical concerns around sort of the deep fakes, using someone's likeness without their permission.
Sure.
From a image generation, there are tools out there that OpenAI has called DALL-E is the model for that. It is very powerful also. And it's easy to see. You could just use it to create, a likeness of your favorite artist and have them delivering a message that maybe would be, wholly against the things they actually stand for. So there definitely is a potential for risk. Microsoft generally has flown under the radar of governments for the last, 10 or 15 years since they had their browser issues and, all that back in the earlier 2000s. And just recently with Activision, you see government sort of putting Microsoft back in its crosshairs. So it's not really an enviable position, and there are real risks from this as well. So that's going to be another very interesting thing to see how it plays out. I just saw Elon Musk and sort of other tech CEOs sort of like very vocally, saying we need to slow this down and sort of wait, so there's better safeguards in place. So yes, there are risks.
And those risks could mean a more detrimental impact on the share price than the potential uplift there.
Yeah, I think that is possible, and that would probably be a little longer term, right? Like we'd have to see the products released and in use and sort of what they can produce. So then you would start getting the revenue, the financial benefit already, and then the risk would follow. I don't think the risk is going to lead here.
How far behind Microsoft are the other big tech firms on AI? I mean, are the likes of Alphabet really that far behind?
I think you're right that like Google, they have Bard, you know, it's sort of the ChatGPT equivalent. It's substantially the same, I would say, from like, you know, from a consumer standpoint. If you were to play with any one of these AI models, you would have a similar experience. They're not going to answer the questions exactly the same, but you'd get the gist of it. So the answer to that one is the headlines have all been grabbed by Microsoft, and there's definitely a perception that Microsoft is the leader. And I think more realistically, Microsoft is a leader. Alphabet is who you named is definitely sort of up there, and they have similar solutions. Amazon is working on similar things. I think the one thing that you should not get lost on anybody is the fact that you need hyperscale computing power to make AI happen, just to be powering all the AI instances that are out there. It takes pretty sophisticated semiconductors and just like massive processing power to make it work. So the list is short of who's going to be a leader, but I think right now Microsoft and Google are the big ones. You know, you can throw Amazon in there. They're doing some things as well. There are other companies. Yeah,
sure. I'm obviously, we saw Nvidia reaching a $1 trillion valuation this week on the back of the AI boom. And, you know, aside from Microsoft, which firms do you think are going to be sort of the ones that really benefit from this latest AI boom?
Yeah, so Nvidia is in a unique position in that their chips basically are sort of training all of these models at this point. I think Google and Amazon both have created their own chips that are sort of a better use case than just a general GPU for training large language models. There's other chips, like these are all ASICs. There's other versions that are used for the inference part of AI, which is basically just after the model is trained, then you're using the models, and that's the inference part. So both of those companies are sort of well positioned. NVIDIA, they kind of have the market cornered more or less right now. So, you know, hence the big step up in the stock. So I think they're obviously already benefiting. They have been for a while. They are, you know, for the next couple of years.
Is there much competition from AMD or Intel?
I don't think that there is much competition, but I think we would be foolish to not expect them to start delivering more, AI grade chips within their own portfolios.
Yeah.
I think as you look at some of the software companies, you see like Adobe, for example, a couple months ago already announced Firefly. That's its own proprietary large language model for image generation. Another very powerful, excellent tool that they demoed. Amazing technology. ServiceNow has said that they have their own proprietary model. So I think that the larger companies are going to be able to introduce generative AI based on their own proprietary data that will sort of help differentiate them in the near term. It's expensive, so it's going to take bigger companies to do that.
Sure. And are the semiconductor companies a good bet to get exposure to this trend? I mean, the likes of ASML, Taiwan Semiconductor.
Yeah, so Taiwan Semiconductor, they are obviously building all of these chips. They build all these chips for NVIDIA. I think they build Google. I think they build Google's chips as well. So, just by virtue of that, they're involved in this. But it's kind of like Microsoft. Their portfolio is so big, and they're doing so much for so many other people. It's a little hard to move the needle. In just the semi world, NVIDIA is the big winner. But you're right; I think Intel and AMD in particular are going to be sort of chasing furiously. And there's obviously great engineering talent, so I would expect them to have better introductions in the coming probably 2 years,
sure,
if not less.
What are the main risks that investors should be aware of when investing in these AI-related stocks? And, is there too much hype over AI at the moment?
Yeah, I would I definitely am a little cautious on just the amount of hype, right? Like this announcement with Microsoft and OpenAI in particular, that was in January. And if you were paying attention to the stock didn't really move all that much. And Microsoft, as you pointed out, was performing relatively well anyway. It was sort of a harbor in a storm during a really rough 2022 for software stocks. And Microsoft really started to work better. Software has generally worked this well or well, reasonably well this year, but Microsoft put up a great fourth quarter late in April and that was their third quarter, but the stock really started to move after that. So, the market seemed to shrug off the OpenAI investment, even as like the headlines were capturing the attention of, everyday consumers about like the power of AI. So, there's definitely a lot of hype around it, and the number of client calls I get around it are definitely an inflection upward. So there's a lot of sort of visibility on this topic right now. But yeah, I think we have to be careful not to get too excited about like what the financial implication is, because again, OpenAI went from zero revenues. I think they said that they did $50 million in revenue last year. They expected to do, I think it was $1 billion in revenue next year. So like, it's a huge growth, but at the same time, for Microsoft.
And they managed to sell the company for $10 billion for half of the company. That's a pretty good deal.
Right. All you need to do is create your own AI model.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the get rich quick scheme, isn't it? that is a phenomenal overnight success. And I think, some might see it as sort of bubble territory because of that. It's very much stretch valuations on something that maybe hasn't come to fruition yet in terms of revenue.
Yeah, right. And then we touched on the risks too. Well, what if all of a sudden you have the rest of the EU following Italy's lead and said, well, we're just going to pause ChatGPT. So there are risks to the financials here, AI more generally. So, like I said, I think that you'll see products out there before the reins are really put on. So, it's hard to just start outlawing something before it actually, is proliferating. So, I think that, some of this is, we just have to wait and see. We're at the very early stages of this.
Sure. Well, Dan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure to join you.